Now, here's the thing, though. Jesus and the apostles were very successful at it, right? They're extremely successful. And, you know, we see that throughout the New Testament. We see it in the book of Acts that they're constantly casting out devils, casting out demons. However, these vagabond Jews, they actually failed miserably at it, okay? You know, they claim to be exorcists. They claim to have the power to be able to cast out devils. Well, what happened to them? Well, look at verse 14. Verse 14, it says, "And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" I mean, that's not a good sign. You know, when they're just like, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached," they're like, well, first of all, let's start off from the beginning, and let's ask ourselves a question. Who are you? You know, I know the authority of Jesus. I know the authority of the Apostle Paul. I don't know your authority, okay? And he says in verse 16, "And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." What does that mean? They got their hinder parts handed to them by this one demon, okay? You know, they thought they can come in the authority of Jesus whom Paul preacheth. They thought they can exorcise a devil and a demon and try to cast out these devils in the name of Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And the demons basically, or the one demon, exorcised them. He cast them out of the house naked and wounded. By the way, what that means is they physically harmed these people. Now, what does that teach us? That teaches us that demons can actually physically harm people. Right? They can physically harm people, whether that's through a demon-possessed individual or by other means. We see, according to the Bible, that they can physically harm individuals, and we have that example there.